Friday, 17th of July, Chofei Shemos, Ori Miklot, Rabbi David Tugentaft.
Okay, good morning everybody, lovely to be back at Torah Way, an inspiration to the entire Kehillah and beyond. The topic that I'd like to speak about this morning is the Ori Miklot, which we find in this week's Parsha, the cities of refuge that people went to if they killed B'Shoigeg. So the Gemara asks Akasha and a Teretz concerning these Ori Miklot in Makas Daf Tesuma Beis, and I'd like to discuss the Kasha of the Gemara and I'd like to discuss the Teretz of the Gemara. So let's start. The Gemara says towards the bottom of Masechta Makas Daf Tesuma Beis, Tana Rabbanan Sholesh Orim Hivdol Meisha Be'eva Hayarden or Konegdon Hivdol Yeshua Be'eretz Kanaan. The Meisha Rabbeinu separated three Ori Miklot in the Transjordan, and corresponding to them, aligned with them, Yeshua separated Ori Miklot in Eretz Yisrael proper. And they were aligned and parallel each other and set out so that they were like two rows in the vineyard. Chevron b'Yehuda k'neged Botzar b'Midbar, Shechem b'Har Ephraim k'neged Ramos b'Gilad, Kodesh b'Har Naphtali k'neged Golan b'Boshon. So these Ori Miklot, the line of three in the Transjordan was parallel to the line of three in Eretz Yisrael. V'shilashta shiu m'shuloshin. And the Gemara tells us that they had to be equidistant, they had to split up the land of Israel. Shehei midorim l'chevron k'michevron l'shchem, michevron l'shchem k'michevron l'kodesh, michevron l'kodesh k'michevron l'tzofein. So there was an equal distance between the border of Eretz Yisrael to the first one, and then to the second, and then to the third, etc. So the Gemara now asks Akasha, Be'eve hayardein t'las, be'eretz Yisrael t'las? Why is it that you needed to have three of the Ori Miklot in the Transjordan, and another three of the Ori Miklot in Eretz Yisrael? Surely, in the Transjordan, we only had 2.5 Shvatim. Which Shvatim did we have? Reuben God and Chazi Sheva Menashe. So we had only 2.5 in the Transjordan, and we had the other 9.5 in Eretz Yisrael proper. So why on earth should it be that you should have the same number of cities of refuge for the accidental murderer to flee to in Eva Hayarden as in Eretz Yisrael? And the Gemara answers, Omar Abaya, Begilod Shchichi Reitzchim. In Gilod, there were loads of murderers. The Siv Gilod Kiryas Poeli, Oven Gilod was a city of doers of iniquity, of evildoers. So Gilod, if you wanted to hire a hitman, you'd go to Gilod, and that's where there'd be lots of murderers around, and so that's why there needed to be an extra proportion, a higher proportion of Ori Miklot in Gilod, in the Transjordan. You needed to have three, even though there are only 2.5 Shvatim, whereas in the rest of the entire Eretz Yisrael proper, 9.5 tribes, you also only needed to have three. So that's the question of the Gemara, and that's the answer of the Gemara. Right, the question of the Gemara, why do you need so many proportionally in the Transjordan? The answer is because Gilad was a place where there were lots of murderers. So I'd like to have a question. Oh, fantastic. So I'm going to have a question on the question and a question on the answer. And yeah, the question on the answer that was just said is, why do you need to have so many Ori Miklot if there are lots of murderers there? Who is it that goes to an Ori Miklot? Somebody who killed by accident. So why do you need to have so many Ori Miklot? Because there are so many murderers in Gilad. Who cares there are so many murderers? That has nothing to do with it. Oh, we'll see, that's the Marshal's Teretz. So, but before we get to that, so we have a question on the question. The question is, why do you need to have three in the Transjordan if there are only 2.5 tribes? The Ramban, Al-Atayra, not in all of the versions, but in some of the versions, he asks the following question. He says, wait a second. You know, it wasn't just that these six Ori Miklot that the accidental murderers could flee to. They could also go to the Ori Levim. They could also go to the cities where the Levim lived. And we know that there were 42 Ori Levim, 42, a very big number in this week's parish. We've got the 42 stations, the 42 stops that Klal Yisrael made. We've got the 42 Ori Levim. 42, they say, corresponds to one of the Shemis of Hashem, the Shem Mem Beis that is found on Abba Kayach. However it is, 42 is the number of Ori Levim that there were. So altogether, and let's see, how are these 42 Ori Levim set out? 36 of these were in Eretz Yisrael proper, and 6 of them were in Eva HaYaradayna. So altogether, how many places a person, Nebuch, he went up a ladder, he killed somebody, what were his options? How many different places were there that he could flee to? So in Eretz Yisrael, there were 36 plus 3, there were 39 places in Eretz Yisrael proper. And in Eva HaYaradayn, there were 6 plus 3, there were 9. So it's a proportion of 39 to 9, and the Ramban makes the Cheshma approximately is 1 to 4, so which is an approximate, and the approximation between the tribes, the proportion of the tribes that were in Eretz Yisrael and the Transjordan, works out pretty much to the proportion of places that the murderer, the accidental murderer, could flee to in Eretz Yisrael and in the Transjordan. What's the kasha of the Gemara? Why should the Gemara say, ha, in Eretz Yisrael you need 3 and in Transjordan you need 3? It wasn't like that at all. There were 39 they could go to in Eretz Yisrael, and there were 9 in Eva HaYarden. So this is a very big problem that the Ramban has, to the extent that he said something which, for many of us, is quite astonishing. He says, okay, so we don't go like that. He says, even though the Bavli says that even in the Ori Levim, even in the places where the Levim went to, the people who killed B'Sheikik could flee to, the Ramban says, well, maybe not. And it seems as though he goes against the Gemara over here. So the Radvaz speaks about the Shud, Radvaz speaks about it in the Shavel, in the footnotes, he goes into a whole Nidin over here, that how can the Ramban go against the Bavli, even though there's Yerushalmi for him to rely on. But still, it's a very, very shver Ramban, very, very difficult how the Ramban, he says, yeah, he doesn't really, there isn't really a, what would seem to us like a more significant answer, right? Our Gemara says in Makas Daf Yud that they could even flee to the Ori Levim, and the Ramban says, well, maybe not. So it's a very, very shver Ramban. I've seen two answers, one answer in the Ponim Yofes, and one answer in the Meshech Chochma. The Ponim Yofes says there's a distinction between the 6 Orei Miklot and the 42 Orei Levim, because we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, who says that when they went, when the unintentional murderers, when the people who killed B'Sheikik, when they went to one of the Orei Miklot, they didn't have to pay anything. But if they went to one of the Ori Levim, they had to pay. And Yidden like deals. So who's going to go to the Ori Miklot? Right? Who's going to buy retail? Nobody's going to go to the Ori Levim. Everyone's going to want to go to the Ori Miklot over here. And therefore, that's the distinction between the two of them. Right? Because we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda that you don't have to pay in the Ori Miklot, but you do have to pay in the Ori Levim. So still, so that's why the Gemara is still questions why there should be this proportion. Even according to Rav Meir, who argues over there, so there's still a distinction which the Ponim Yofes says, which is what happens if there's overcrowding. If the Ori Miklot become overcrowded, now we've got lots of unintentional murderers over here, what happens if they get overcrowded? If there are loads of Levium, population explosion amongst the Levium, and then there are loads of people that kill B'Sheikik, so who takes priority over who? So the Ponim Yofes says that in the Ori Miklot, the murderers can come, and sometimes if you have to bump out one of the Levim, nishkafelach, no offense to any Levim over here. But that's what would happen in the Ori Miklot. In, however, the Ori Levim, so there, if you had some extra murderers, it was the Levim that would take priority, and not the people who killed B'Sheikik. And that's why you needed to have the Ori Miklot for them to go to, and that's the kasha of the Gemara, why it seems to be out of proportion. Another chiluk between the Ori Levim and the Ori Miklot is brought by the Meshech Chochma. He says that the Ori Miklot are always kolet, they always absorb the murderers. However, the Ori Levim, they only absorb the murderers as long as you actually have Levim there. And if there wouldn't be any Levim in this city, let's say there was a plague or something, the Levim got wiped out and there were just Yisraelim living there, then it wouldn't help these people who killed B'Sheikik, because it wouldn't do the job. It's only the Ori Miklot that always do the job. Okay, so far we had a question on the question, right? The Gemara's question is, why is it 3 keneged 3? And the Ramban had the question on the question, surely it's not 3 keneged 3, you bring into account the Ori Levim, and we've seen a few answers to that, the difference between the Ori Levim and the Ori Miklot, the Ponim Yofes and the Meshech Chochma. But the the more striking question is the question that you mentioned, that surely who are the people that go to the Ori Miklot? People that kill B'Shoigeg. So why is it that the Gemara says you need so many Ori Miklot in the Transjordan because Gilad Shechichi rates him, because there are so many murderers there? Who cares that there are so many murderers there? It doesn't matter that there are so many murderers over there. It's the people who kill B'Shoigeg who are going to be going to the Ori Miklot. So why is it that because there are so many murderers, that necessitates that there should be more Ori Miklot in the Transjordan? So that is the question on the answer. If you have a look at the sheet, we've got Tosfos over here, and Tosfos deals with this, the third box. So, Begilot Shechichi Roitzchim, Pirish, Ulahachi Hutzrachnu La'ori Miklot. That's why we need so many Ori Miklot. Lefi Kishahargim Mezid B'loi Eidim. When people kill intentionally without witnesses, what happens to them? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mezamnon L'Pundak Echot K'domin L'Kamon Daf Yudam Abeis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu orchestrates things. That if somebody would kill intentionally and there were no witnesses around, what would happen to him? He'd end up going to some hotel and there'd be somebody else who had killed B'Shoigeg, who had killed accidentally, and there were no witnesses when he killed accidentally. So the person who killed B'Shoigeg goes up a ladder, oops, he slips off the ladder, he falls down, and he kills the person who had killed B'Mezid. That's what happens. So if they didn't, there were no witnesses, and therefore the person originally wasn't l'chuyav l'chayra to go to the imiklot. Now he kills in front of witnesses. Now he killed in front of witnesses, and it was by mistake. So the person who had now killed a second time by mistake, yeah, terrible muzzle. So he ends up now having to flee to the imiklot, and the person who killed B'Mezid without any witnesses, he now gets squashed, and he's dead. So he gets his just desserts. So what the Tosfos is saying is, you know why you need so many Ori Miklot in Eva HaYarden? Because there are so many murderers. Because in Gilad Shechichi Roitzchem, because there are so many murderers, how are these all going to get killed, this Chevra? They're going to get killed. There are going to be so many people walking under ladders. Oops, somebody slipping and killing them. And that's how they're all going to get killed. And because you're going to have so many people, B'Shoigeg, killing all of these people in Gilad, who are all murderers, that's why you need so many Ori Miklot. That's a very good kasha. Well, that's a big kasha on Tosfos. Why does it have to be this way? Second kasha on Tosfos is the Maharam's kasha. And the Maharam says, well, look, still, you need to have so many shoigegim, and there's still going to be so many every Tom, Dick, and Herschel in Eva Yada, and they're falling off ladders, killing all these murderers. What's going on over here? The Maharam says it must be that all of the people who killed B'Shoigeg all over Eretz Yisrael, they're all going on business trips, and they're all going on holidays to Eva HaYarden, and that's where all of these people that killed B'Shoigeg are now going to kill B'Shoigeg a second time. They all happen to be in Eva HaYarden. That's the way that the Maharam explains Tosfos.
Well, you have health and safety of work,
I think. right, health and safety. Yeah, we'd have to find a different way. So
they go to
okay, another answer, Al-Derech HaPshat, is the Marashah's answer that David, you mentioned. And that is, the Marashah says, Yesh Leimar, Kerbiyosi, Ben Yehuda, B'masnisin, Duk Oma, B'tzchila, Echot Shegi, V'echot Meizid, Magdirim, Lori Miklot. The answer to the Marashah is that there are, even the people that kill intentionally start off by going to the Ori Miklot. And that is a sort of a short-term prison for them until they have their sentence. And after they have their sentence, then the people who killed B'Mezid will get killed, the people who killed B'Shege will go back to the Ori Miklot. But the Ori Miklot were used as a short-term prison for everybody who killed. And because there were lots of murderers in the Transjordan and Eva HaYarden, that's why you needed to have so many Ori Miklot. It's also, what's fair with this answer is you have to have all these Ori Miklot for really, it's just like a, could be a week or two till the court case happens, and you're going to need all of these Ori Miklot for all of these people who'd killed intentionally just as a short-term solution.
Could you imagine every murderer would say it was an accident and go to the Ori Miklot?
Oh, brilliant, that's the Ritva's answer. Next one? Yeah, superb. The Ritva gives an answer. Let's have a look at the Ritva. He says, "Begilod shchichi roitzchin v'im taimar given the mezidin heim." Since all of these people in Gilod are murderers who are killing intentionally, ori miklot lomo. So why do you need to have all of these ori miklot? Our question. V'yesh leimar answers the Ritva and also the Ramban. The Ramoin hoyu. These were fakers. These were people who had made it look like a cover up. They do it on purpose, and they pretend it was by accident. I didn't realize my mother-in-law was walking under the ladder. I had no idea. It was, actually, be very careful of it, Baruch Hashem, have a very good relationship, everything's fine. But they make it look as though it was by accident, but really it was on purpose. Really it was on purpose. And that's why you need to have all of these Ori Miklot. Hilchoch Marbinin Lehu Ori Miklot. The fisher you call to say skulum. This way, it would take all of them in. And afterwards, then we will check out who is mezid and who is shegeg. So says the Ritva. You know why you needed these three in Eva Yarday? Because of all of the fakers, because of all the people that made it look as though it was b'shegeg. We had to have something to do with them until we'd be able to work it out. So they would go to the Ori Miklot. That is the answer of the Ritva. The Maharal in the Gur Aryeh here has a question on the Ritva's answer. He says, what sort of an answer is this? He says in the final box, Velo yaspik tiratzeh, surely this is insufficient. If the whole reason we need all these Ori Miklot is because there are so many people killing intentionally who are pretending that they've killed by mistake, then we shouldn't have all these Ori Miklot. Shaz lo yaharek b'mezid. This will be a disincentive. Then they won't kill intention. They won't kill. They won't be able to get away with it. They won't have any place to run to. By making more prisons for them, you're making it easier for them because they'll always be able to set it up, make it look as though it's b'shege. They'll be able to get away with it. If you have less Ori Miklot, then they'll be less enticed to do such a thing because there's less of a chance that they'll be able to get away with it and be able to escape the Goel Adom. So that's the Maharal's kasha on the Ritva's answer. Okay, so the Maharal himself suggests three answers. One b'shem his brother and another two answers himself. So let's have a look at the first answer of the Maharal. V'achi Moreno Harav Rabbeinu Sinai Miprag. Not Trei Rachmona or Porokei, Hashem should protect him and redeem him. Tiretz, he gives the following answer. Ki b'chol mokem yesh sheyugim. You know what? There are sheyugim all over the place. Vein eidim me'idim boy, shiyagala olov l'ori miklot. But not every time that somebody kills b'sheygeig are there going to be witnesses around and say, look, you have to go to the imiklot. V'lochein ein harbe reitzchim gaidim. You'll have many people who will kill unintentionally, and they'll get away with it, and they won't have to go to the Miklot because there's nobody watching. Even though we know Chazal tell us that the people who kill B'shegeg and there's nobody that watches them, they'll end up killing B'shegeg again and they'll fall down a ladder, and this time they will go to the Miklot. He says, "Mikol mokum em nimtzon hergim b'mezid kolkach." She is damin lahem hergim b'mezid. She yikalu al yodom. He says that there's a disparity between the people that kill b'shegeg and the people that kill b'mezid. And he says, "You have many more people that kill unintentionally than you have that kill on purpose." So all of the people who kill by mistake and there's nobody watching them, what should happen to them? They should go up a ladder and fall on some reitzeach. Trouble is, very, very big trouble here. It's a shame there aren't enough reitzchim around. There aren't enough people who kill intentionally that everybody who kills b'shegeg should fall down and kill one of these people. That's why there are many people who kill intentionally that do not go to golus. Avol b'gilod and afishi reitzchim. In gilod, you've got an adequate supply of people who kill intentionally. And therefore, any time you have someone who kills b'shegeg, he'll have somebody on whom to fall down upon. So, kol shor yuchal hazmin el hashegeg echod sharek b'mezid. For every, you have enough murderers that everybody who kills b'shegeg and who should go to golus will have a murderer that he'll be able to fall down upon. And that's why you needed more Ori Miklot in Gilot. Why? Because there were so many murderers. And because there were so many murderers intentionally, there'll be enough opportunity for all of those people who kill b'shegeg, who often would get away with it because there aren't enough murderers around. Now you'll have sufficient murderers that the people who kill b'shegeg will fall on top of them, and then they'll have to go to the Ori Miklot. That's the first answer that he brings, the answer of his brother, quite a technical answer, that there'll be enough to go around because there are so many murderers. No, the ones in Eretz Yisrael will get away with it. The ones who kill B'Shegig in Eretz Yisrael will get away with it, because there aren't enough murderers around that they should all kill by mistake again and then be able to go to the Emiklot. But in Gilot, all those people who kill B'Shegig, there's a sufficient quota of people that kill B'Mezit that they'll do it again, and this time there'll be somebody watching them.
They'll wise up eventually, the people in Gilot will wise up. And if you're murdering Gilot, your chances of survival are very small. Go somewhere else.
Very, very good Eitzah. Very, very good. Eitzah for them.
They should not walk under that, or should go around it.
Yeah. I think that's certainly the moral of this story. Yeah, absolutely. And it's always the other driver. You've got to watch out for the other driver.
So
Rav Sinai Miprag is saying that because of the disparity, that won't always happen in Eretz Yisrael, but it will happen in Gilot. That's the way he's learning the Gemara over here. Let's see the third answer, and then we'll come back to the second. The third answer is the final paragraph, V'oid. V'oid, the Vadai, Mashahoyu Shom Harbe Reitzchem, for sure, the reason that there were so many murderers in Gilot, Haino Bnei Shal Mokam Goyrim, the Maharal has a very mystical idea that places breed certain characteristics, and places have a certain hashpah, places have a certain energy that that causes certain things.
Then you can't blame the people who do it.
So we'll see, he deals with that. The place can sometimes be a cause over here. There are certain places where there's just an atmosphere, and it's nothing to do with even the people, but somehow mystically there's a hashpah over there in that place for a certain thing, and it's megadeles murderers. Therefore, since in Gilad there's Shchichei Reitzchem, when the Gemara says it's Shchichei Reitzchem, it doesn't just mean that it's a place where there are lots of intentionally wicked people, but it's just a place, the atmosphere of this place, the hashfos of this place is that people will kill B'Shegig. Very difficult for us to relate to such an idea, because the Chayrit is a mystical idea. You know, you go to certain places, sometimes you do feel, you do sense there's a certain hashfos, but it's hard to know psychologically what is it that has been caused by the people that are there, and what has been caused by the actual place. But he's saying there's a certain hashpah given by the place over here. And this is discussing your point, that it's not just the place, it's that the people themselves have a propensity towards this. For hoya hamokum megadal anoshim shal yodom yovei shvichas dom yesh b'mezid v'yesh b'sheyu uposhetu, says the Maharal. Says it's poshet. So the people themselves have their own bechira, they have their own free will. It's just that in another place, they don't get this extra boost by the hashpah of the place. And in a certain place, in Gilad, there's a hashpah of the mokum. So certain places, there's an actual hashpah, sort of a feng shui of the place, the place itself, the way the place is, the location of that place, that gives a certain hashpah. The Maharal says this is poshut. Yeah, maybe think about it. Places that we go to, maybe we can, if anyone can help me on this one, why it's so poshut, I'd appreciate it. But this is what the Maharal says: the place gives a hashpah.
It was more stabbing in Blitz than what it is in Barnet.
Yeah. Is it the place that's the Goyrim, or is it the Chevra? But what you're saying is really what the other answer of the Maharal. And let's just see now, to close this point, we'll see the third answer of the Maharal. It's really the second answer of the Maharal, but I'm saying it third. So let's have a look at the penultimate paragraph over here in the Maharal. Aval Nireli, this is the Maharal's other answer. Ki kol shoygeig, anytime a person kills by mistake, he should have been more careful. We know it's not a case of an onus. It's not a case where it was completely not this person's fault. There was always some factor over here. The person should have been more careful. And that's why it's incumbent upon him to go to Golus. Because if it wasn't his fault at all, why should HaKadosh Baruch Hu say the fellow should go to Golus? Because what's he done after all? The person should have been more careful that the person shouldn't have been killed through him. And in Gilad there are more murderers, those that do it intentionally. Because there are so many people who kill intentionally, so that rubs off on all of the other people in the neighborhoods. People get influenced by this. If people down the roads are killing intentionally, then the value of life is less. And therefore, when even the good people are going down the street, they won't drive as carefully. When they're doing their gardening, and they've got one of these chainsaws, and they're going over the hedge, they're not going to be as careful over here. Because everybody down here, there are so many murderers down the roads, so therefore, they're not going to, the value of life is lessened over here. And therefore, even the tovim shebohem, even the people who are not going to be intentional murderers, still, they're influenced by this. So it's not so much the place, the location that's influencing them, but it's the chevra that's influencing them. Like the Rambam says in Hilchos Deos, that a person is nimshach achrei reiv v'chaverov neig k'minag anshei ha-medina. The nature of a person is that we're impacted by our chevra, and nobody is immune to this. Everybody gets influenced by the people that are around them. And continues the Maharal ulefichoch, and therefore k'moy she'timtza har b'meizidin shehargim b'meizid mikol shekein shehoyu yoyse har b'sheigigim. If there are loads of people that kill intentionally, all the more so, the value of life is less. People are influenced, they'll be more shegigin. She'ein es horim shlo yovoy al yodom shvichos dom. People won't be so careful that it shouldn't come about that they cause murder. Ulefichoch hayotzorech lahar be'ori miklot. And that's the reason why there needed to be so many ori miklot. So this is the reason, the third reason of the Maharal. So just to summarize before we close, we said Begilat Shchichi Reitzchem. The question of the Gemara is, why do you need to have three in the Transjordan and three in Eretz Yisrael? Surely there were only 2.5 tribes. That was the kasha of the Gemara. And the Gemara answers Gilat Kiryas Poile Oven, that in Gilat there were lots of murderers. The Ramban's question is that surely 1 minute, it wasn't 3 verses 3, it was 39 verses 9. So therefore we had to come to a distinction between the Ori Miklot and the Ori Levim. We had one distinction, the Ponim Yofis, about whether there's payment that's necessary or who gets pushed away. We had the distinction, the Meshech Chochmo. He says it's only when the Levim are actually in the Ori Levim that it saves. Then we had the Kasha on the Teretz. Just because they kill intentionally, why should it be there have to be more Ori Miklot? We had the answer of Tosfos, which is in order to kill all of these murderers, therefore there were more people who killed intention. There were more people who killed b'shogeg in order to kill them. We had the Maharam on that. We had the Maharsha's practical answer, which is that everybody wants to the Ir Miklot, even if they kill intentionally. We had the Ritvos, which is because of all of the fakers. And then we had the Maharal, who had the three kashas from his brother of Sinai, in order that there were so many murderers who did it intentionally, and therefore you could find there would be enough people that the unintentional murderers should kill. The third answer, which is the place is Goyrim, and then the second answer, which is the Chevra is Goyrim, and the Chevra causes it. And this is that. Just to close with one final idea over here, that I was Zeicha Tzeh from the Sasava Rebbe, Zeicha Tzadik Livracha, that he used to say, I heard him say that why is it when it comes to the Ori Miklot, so we know exactly where the Torah tells us where all the Ori Miklot are, and it says exactly the places that they're supposed to be, and we know there are very wide roads in order to get to the Ori Miklot, and we know there were signposts in order to get there. Everybody knew where was your closest fire escape, where was your closest Ori Miklot. Everybody knew where it was. Yet, when it comes to Yerushalayim, David says, I won't allow my eyes to sleep until I find the place for the Shekhinah. I need to find where should it be that we'll have a Beis HaMikdash, that we'll have the Beis HaElomim. Where will it be? Will it be over here? And he would search out, and he would try and work out, and he would try and daven, where should the Mokam HaMikdash be? Why is it when it comes to Lori Miklot, it's all spelt out, yet Yerushalayim is not mentioned once, overtly, in the entire Chamisha Chumshei Torah, and we're not told where it is? So the Sasav Rebbe said, B'shem the Torah Makadeshim, he said, when it comes to your physical life, Hakol Bidei Shomayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care of you. The physical life, in order to survive physically, so Hashem says, yeah, in order to make sure you don't get killed by the Goel Adom, you should go over here, this is where the Ir Miklot is, there are wide roads, it's easy to get to, it's all signposted. But when it comes to Ruchnias, when it comes to the Beis HaMikdash, you don't have it on a plate. When it comes to Ruchnias, you have to nechsef nechsafta, you have to yearn for it. You have to daven for it. You have to make ishtadlis, you have to try. And only after David HaMelech poured his eyes out and poured his heart out, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed him, where is Yerushalayim? Where should the Mokum HaMikdash be? But it's not handed to us on a plate. It only comes to our Amelus, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu should see it. Everybody who comes takes time out, comes and learns Torah, and is kaveitim from the Torah, and comes this fantastic, the Torah way. Hashem should give us a bracha, v'atzlocha, b'cholim in the mitzvah, v'ruchnius, v'gashmius, v'chabas.